We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today's picks are brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice, air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils, and by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. Jerry Recco, what are we picking today?
Five games, two of them, of course, the Giants and the Jets. We start Saturday, though. We've got the Ravens and Chargers from L.A. Chargers giving up 4 points.
Man, the Chargers have been so impressive the last couple of weeks in their wins over really good teams. I know that they're better on the road, and I know this Ravens defense is rounded back into shape, and it's going to be very, very difficult. But with the loss of Keenan Allen last week in the game, with the fact that they didn't have Melvin Gordon at all, and Phillip Rivers still found a way with Mike Williams and Tyrell Williams and Eckler and whoever the hell else, this is a team that has that thing about them that you need this time of year where, all right, you lose this guy, next man up. Doesn't matter. We're that good. And I think that continues at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Could be close. That four may come back to bite me, but I'm going to take the Chargers winning this one at home by a touchdown over the Baltimore Ravens.
Me? Chargers. I don't think the Ravens are that good. I don't care. I know the defense fine. Phillip Rivers, Chargers, they're getting a little healthier. I will take L.A. I don't care if it was a touchdown. I give them the four.
Sorry, hold on. Are you now, because you guys are tied?
No, I'm taking the Ravens.
All right. No, I don't want any funny games here.
You know what? I don't worry about any of that stuff because I got to deal with the nonsense at Showtime and inside the NFL. NFL Today, the same thing.
Well, what picks mean the most to you?
I go by what I feel. I don't care what anybody else does. So I think the Ravens are going to keep it close. I think the Chargers at home are not that great. I think they're a good team. I don't see them blowing the Ravens out. I see them most likely winning the game, but I think it's going to be close. Remember, they lost at home to the Broncos and barely beat the Bengals at home.
If you could only win one pick segment out of your three, this show, Inside the NFL, or NFL Today, which one's the biggest one?
To me, they're all equal.
Oh, really?
But the fact that I have to go against Sims in both of those shows, and he's getting drilled in both of those shows.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, it makes me feel good. Plus, I like Jerry.
Okay.
Game number two. These are the early games on Sunday, which is why we do the local teams first here. Giants at Indianapolis. The Colts playing real good football, -9.
This Indianapolis defense is something Boomer's been talking about over the last couple of weeks, how they absolutely get no respect because everybody talks about the resurgence of Andrew Luck and, of course, Frank Reich, and deservedly so, and this offensive line that's been so good. I really think that this Colts defense is going to give the Giants offense some fits, and we see when the Giants offense has problems, it just snowballs, and then they do things like you saw last week. Yes, this is a climate-controlled game. It's not going to be rainy like it was against the Titans, but this Colts team has a lot to play for, and I think that this may get a little bit out of hand for the New York Giants. That 9 is not a big enough number for me. Give me the Colts -9 in this one.
Yeah, I'll go this time, Jerry. I'm going to take the Colts as well. I don't think Odell Beckham Jr. is going to play. And I do think that Darius Leonard, by being snubbed from the Pro Bowl, wants to have 40-tackle game. This defense is for real, especially in their own building. And by the way, if they win this game and either the Steelers or the Ravens lose on the road, difficult games, the Colts will get into the number 6 seed, and they will be in the playoffs entering into Week 17. So I'll take the Colts, and I'll give the points to the Giants.
I hate to agree with both of you, but I take the Colts in a rout myself. Packers at Jets Sunday at 1. The Jets getting 2.5 at home.
I hate this pick. I wish we didn't have to make this pick. I'm going to take the Jets. And the reason I'm going to take the Jets is because of what I've seen from Sam Darnold the last couple of weeks and how well he has played. And I think that that is going to be the difference against a Packers team that has not won a game on the road the entire year. And they're going to want to do that. And Aaron Rodgers says he wants to play, and there's pride and everything that's involved there. But if you watch the Jets, they are more competent on offense now than they've been since week one against the Detroit Lions and those games they won against the Broncos and Colts. I think that continues. You're going to see more Sam Darnold to Robbie Anderson. You're going to see them run the ball a little more effectively with Elijah McGuire and Trenton Cannon. I think that the Jets win this game. I do. Give me the Jets plus 2.5.
I was on the Jets last week. I'm off the Jets. The Packers are not going to go winless on the road this year. I'll take Green Bay minus the 2.5 on the road.
This is a tough one, man.
I know. It's annoying, this pick. Let's just throw this one out. Pick another game.
This is what happens when you have two teams that are not really playing for anything other than pride. I do like the way Sam Darnold has played, and I think he'll play well in this game again. However, saying that, I think the Packers will win the game, which will benefit the Jets in the long run. You want to do or see what you saw last week. You want to see a really good team give you good effort, and you want to lose, and you want to keep your high draft status. So I'm going to take the Packers here with a late field goal.
All right, we step it up a bit now. Steelers, Saints in New Orleans. The Saints minus 6. New Orleans coming off the win over Carolina on the road. The Steelers coming off the win over the Patriots at Heinz Field.
I felt great about the Steelers last week against the Patriots, and I like when the Steelers win. It makes for a happy household because my wife is a big Steelers fan. We want to see them go on a postseason run. Makes everything great. But I think that this one could be a smackdown. The way that the Steelers were playing going into that New England game, they were horrendous, blowing leads, making mistakes. That New England game means so much to them, not only this year, but in their history. They threw everything out there for that particular game. Ben still turned the ball over a couple of times. They do not play well in domes, the Steelers, in that offense. The Saints could kill them. So that's 6 points to me. It might be close in the first half, and the second half is going to get away from them. Give me the Saints minus 6 hosting the Steelers.
I like the way you're thinking. I'm doing the same thing. I'm going to take the Saints. I think the Saints have kind of struggled a little bit here offensively. But as Drew Brees said earlier, as Jerry, you were playing the cuts, you know, playing in that dome, they haven't been there for a while. I think they're going to light it up this weekend.
Hate to agree with you guys, but I'm on the Saints as well, minus the 6. Finally, Chiefs at Seahawks. We're in Seattle where they are getting 2.5 points.
I've been riding with the Chiefs, and the only games that I win this year, I feel are like with the Chiefs pick, and I should pick them again. But the way that the Seahawks have been slowing down these games and running the ball, and Russell Wilson barely does anything through the air, they're going to do the same damn thing here. They're at home. The Seahawks defense is suspect as compared to years past. This could end up being a really high-scoring game back and forth, and the shackles come off of Russell Wilson, and all of a sudden it's fun. I don't know, man. I think Pete Carroll is going to look at Pat Mahomes and say, we can't give that SOB the ball. So they're going to try to go on like 15-minute drives. So give me the Saints to cover this one. I mean Saints, the Seahawks, rather, to cover this one, plus the 2.5 at home against the Chiefs.
You know what? Feels like we haven't seen the Chiefs in like a month, right? Because the last time we saw them, they lost to the Chargers on a Thursday night. They're back. They're going to have a lot to play for. Because I do believe that the Chargers are going to beat the Ravens. Therefore, they're playing for the number one seed and the division lead. And I think that will propel Patrick Mahomes to have a huge game here on the road. I think they'll at least cover this game by it could be a field goal late that they win by, but I think it's going to be high scoring. And I am taking the Chiefs, and I'm riding with my man Pat Mahomes to the number one seed in the AFC.
Chiefs should have never lost that Thursday night game to the Chargers. Big bounce back here. Minus the 2.5. I will take the Chiefs as well. And the bonus pick.
We have a number one bonus pick brought to you by Altice One. Call 877-6-OPTIMUM or visit Optimum.com to get Altice One today. This one jumped out at me, man. I think this game's going to be close. Buffalo plus 13.5 at New England. Could the Patriots wake up and blow them out? No, I don't think so. And the Buffalo Bills have had a history now of playing really, really hard, especially against some good opponents. I think they figured it out, even though Josh Allen doesn't have a ton of weapons and he's throwing a Robert Foster. They got enough there to keep this one close, and they're all ticked off because they didn't get a Pro Bowl nod. They're going to go in there. This game's going to be at least a 10-point game. Give me Buffalo plus 13.
Where's the game? Foxborough?
Yeah.
I'll take the Patriots.
I'll take the Patriots as well. Thank you very much. That was a very nice pick.
Guys, enjoy the weekend.
Yes, Jerry, you too.
Happy holidays.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
An hour ago, you agreed with me on the Bills here, Boomer, and you turned around like that and gave me like this snarky, like, well, oh, taking the Patriots.
You know what? The more I thought about it, I figured, you know what? It's Gillette. They lose Josh Gordon. This is when you think the whole thing's collapsing, and then all of a sudden they come back with a huge game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.